No Pennsylvania city has ever successfully completed the Commonwealth's Act 47 program for distressed municipalities. That could change within the next few months if the state stops overseeing the city of Nanticoke's finances. But Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports the coal region town's financial stability comes with caveats.
You know, you have like the lava soap, if you get grease your car or whatever on you, you can rinse off there.
That's Public Works foreman Sean Carey, showing me the place where he and his coworkers wash up, at least as long as he's been here. Before that, the city was so broke that there was no running water in its public works building. You know, the place that's headquarters for the people with the grittiest jobs involved in running a city, including routine exposure to dirt, sludge, and chemicals. They were without running water at their home base for more than 3 years.
What did they used to do then?
If it got bad enough, they had uniforms. They'd grab a fresh uniform from the rack, or they'd go home and grab one out of their closet.
Carey's boss, Public Works Director Wally Pavelitz, tells me later other options were a nearby gas station or City Hall half a mile away. Pavelitz says they also kept jugs of water on hand and a first aid kit for emergencies like someone getting chemicals in their eyes. He says that happens every so often. So there's running water now, but Pavelitz says there are still challenges.
We actually have around 38 miles of road, approximately, and when I first started working in the late 70s, the street department was actually 18 employees. We're down to four, and really affected us a lot because our infrastructure took a beating with this past winter. I want to do a lot of hot asphalt patching, but with the crew I got now, it's impossible.
Nanticoke's pretty typical for a Pennsylvania city born of coal mining and stagnant since that industry went bust. Thinning workforce, decaying infrastructure, and declining population. Act 47 coordinator Joe Boyle says those are some of the factors working against places like Nanticoke, and some of the reasons why the programs worked for 9 distressed townships and boroughs, but no cities.
Most of the cities are older, smaller, poorer.
Boyle spoke after a public hearing about Nanticoke possibly being the first city to reach financial stability through Act 47, but it comes at a cost to taxpayers. The city entered the program in 2006 when its long-suffered financial plight hit crisis stage. They'd borrowed money yet again, bringing their loans for day-to-day stuff to $1.7 million, more than a third of its budget at the time. The state agreed to help with no-interest loans and the expertise of Boyle and his colleagues at the Pennsylvania Economy League.
When you've got an ingrained level of services that you provided for the year, typically it's full-time police, full-time fire, public works, code, and if you've been providing that for a level of 30,000, as Nanticoke was, now you're down to 10,000 people, you're still trying to support that level of service. It gets very difficult.
Nanticoke's distress signals included the fact that 3/4 of homeowners paid less than $200 a year in property taxes. That's because their assessed values hadn't been updated since 1965. In Pennsylvania, county tax offices don't have to do updates with any regularity, and state law caps property tax rates for cities like Nanticoke. Once they hit that ceiling, property tax revenue stagnates. Jerry Cross runs the Pennsylvania Economy League's Central Region Office. He says when Luzerne County finally reassessed in 2009, it really helped Nanticoke.
There was 2 restructurings here. One was the county level reassessment. The other one was the home rule charter.
A home rule charter allows higher local taxes, but must be approved by voters. It seems impossible. Get voters to agree to pay higher taxes. But Nanticoke isn't the only place to do that in recent years. There's Altoona, another Act 47 city, and Carlisle, which is not distressed. Boyle says politics does discourage officials elsewhere from even trying for that, like West Hazleton, another Luzerne County community where Boyle oversaw Act 47.
These guys are concerned about their political status, although given everything that exists in the political culture in West Hazleton, I would seriously doubt that home rule would change anything.
State law does require home rule charters to specify a limit on local revenue increases of no more than 10% a year. It's 8% in Nanticoke. The new expenses add up to $563 a year, or 2.5% of median income for a family living in a house assessed at the city median value. The extra cash works out to nearly $3 million additional dollars annually. That's more than half the budget. but the city will still keep raising taxes, at least a little bit, to balance future budgets and save money for emergencies, and have any hope of ever doing some of those badly needing infrastructure projects that it's avoided for so long. Here's City Councilwoman Leslie Baczynski.
It's definitely overwhelming, and I've been a single mom for years. We try very hard not to have any more possible raises, but with the world today and all the increases, a lot of times there's nothing really you can do about it.
So what can other cities learn?
One of the things you'll learn from Nanticoke is to follow the plan.
Cities don't always do that. Take the city of Chester. Got into Act 47 25 years ago, since started getting $10 million a year from Harrah's Casino, and still cannot balance its budget and continues automatic 4.5% raises every year for City Hall unions. Other lessons from Nanticoke. Counties need to reassess property values more frequently so they're not artificially depressed. And going home rule is a way around the state limits on local taxes. But the bottom line, according to Cross?
The lesson is you don't continue doing business as usual and get out of Act 47.
The thing is, business as usual in Nanticoke meant living there was cheap. It costs more now. And the money is going to stabilize city finances and maintain services, not enhance them for the people paying more. At least not anytime soon. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.